248-6767, extension 618.
And you're listening to the podcast incubator on the World Wide Interweb. It's just about 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Time for Ninja Night School.
You're on the number one A-list, baby. You got the looks, moves, and everything.
You're my number one lady for gravy.
You're my number one lady for gravy.
You're not my number two, you're not my number three, lady for baby gravy.
You're my number two, you're not my number three, you're my number one, baby, baby for gravy.
You're not number four, number, you're not number four, number, you're not like, you're my baby, gravy. You're my number one, baby, gravy.
Number one, you're my number one. Give this a trial run of what I'm up to. This audio file is actually being recorded by my iPod using an old set of headphones. So, almost done with this project. I'll have some documentation ready for it and I'll send it your way soon. Should have it done in a couple days. So, let me know how this audio file sounds. Doesn't sound worth a damn, well, then I guess I'm back to scratch on this project for a little time. For now, have fun. I can't wait to hear more from Ninja Night School.
This is Dr. Zigman, and you're listening to Ninja Night School Radio.
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Well, what do you think about when you're alone?
I think I want to get out of this rat hole. I want to get online. I need a computer.
I need a Synologic 60, Sogo 7 data gloves, a GPL stealth module, one Verdine intelligent translator, a Thompson iPhone.
He'll try to make a move. He'll use his connections on the net, narrow the bandwidth, go low rent.
We locked on him. He's using a Synologic 16 GPL stealth module. Crazy Bob's computer shop, 5326 Sutton Plaza, back room.
Initiate fires.
9-6-1. Better than a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Riding through the mountains on a train.
The latest one.
Ooh, a big locomotive. Elementary schools are insane. Zoom lenses and big tree jets. Ham hocks in the Jamaica.
The latest one.
4E Freedom Force.
Yes.
Huh. It's getting hot. What you got? A radar flipping nasty pimples, nasal dripping, cut for grip. You gotta check it out on my microchip.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Somersault backflip. Super karate kick. Double back turn twist.
Stick it to your dreams, you got quite the collection.
Chris and Fresh, y'all. And welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic.
I'm Sideshow Steve.
And you? Well, you, my friends, would be listening to Ninja Night School, episode number 8, being broadcast live into the time stream at 3:28 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Friday afternoon, November 25th, 2005. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the podcast incubator family and can be located on the worldwide interweb at www.podcastincubator.com. You may contact the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School via email at nnsradio@walla.com or now over AIM Instant Messenger, screen name NNS Radio. Okay, everybody. Welcome to Ninja Night School. And if you guys noticed there in the little intro, I do have a co-host with me this week. So you want to introduce yourself again in case they missed it?
Sideshow Steve, man.
That's right. I got Sideshow Steve because he's not a whole show yet on his own, but he's working. He's just on the side, you know. So he's a busy guy, right?
Try to be. Yeah. Try to be.
It's all the ladies, you know. Keep him busy. He's not into computers like us, so he does other stuff, like with women and stuff. I don't know. I've heard about it. I don't know. I've seen pictures. Anyway, we're do a little post-Thanksgiving Ninja Night School here. We're not really have anything too important to go on today. Just really mainly want to kind of just relax and kind of let some of this turkey settle, work out some of the tryptophan. So I'm already lazy enough as it is. I don't know, I guess just in the general, you know, let's give thanks, Thanksgiving, stuff like that. I want to just talk a little bit about some of the different radio shows that I like to listen to. Because I had mentioned before in other radio shows, I am definitely an audiophile. I love to listen to different radio shows, music, whatever, anything. It's, I don't know, I just like to listen to shit. So I listen to a lot of different radio programs, and since podcasts come out, I listen to quite a few different podcasts, and I want to share some of my favorite with you. So I don't know, what about you, Mr. Sideshow Steve? You into the whole podcasting thing?
Not really. When I get a chance, try to listen on 91.9 FPK in Louisville Sunday evenings. You get about 3 hours worth of bluegrass followed by the Grateful Dead Hour, which is very nice. Usually runs from about 8 until 11 for the bluegrass and 11 to 12 for Grateful Dead Hour.
That's right. I'm a big fan of that myself. I'm usually in the vehicle every Sunday around that time. Anybody's who's interested and you don't live in Kentucky, you can do a Google for WFPK.
ORG, I believe.
Yeah, that's their website. Yeah, all right, and you guys can go there, check that out, and they do stream over the internet. So if you guys would like to hear 3 hours of awesome bluegrass music, I know everybody's jumping to the browser. You know, don't kill their bandwidth now, but yeah, we like to listen to that. They have the Bert Bryant's bluegrass.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours of the, is it?
Country Gentleman.
Is it? Yeah, he's the Country Gentleman. The fastest, bestest, shortest 3 hours of country bluegrass, old timey, something, something.
Old time country, yeah, traditional bluegrass.
Yeah, that man can put on a radio show. I thoroughly enjoy it. But after that, see, that comes on at 8, doesn't it?
Starts
at 8 on Sundays, and then at 11, we get the Grateful Dead Hour, which I thoroughly enjoy. Say what you will about David Gantz, whatever. He's playing good music. I'm not listening to his show to listen to him talk. But anyway, nobody knows who David Gantz is because we're all into computers. But anyway, after that, comes on one of my more favorite shows. It's Keller's Cellar. It's somewhat ruleless radio. And he plays pretty much just a mix of different types of music that he likes. And it's usually really good music. It's kind of like a Night Drive Through Babylon, if you guys have ever checked out an end-user show. I pimped this show before on one of the other shows. I like listening to that just because it's a wide variety of music. It's mostly like techno and rap, but it's stuff that I wouldn't necessarily go out on my own and listen to, but at the same time, it's still good music. I like listening to it. Whereas Killer Cellar is more my flavor kind of music. But at the same time, there's so... wouldn't you agree? There's so many different bands out there in that genre that it's hard to get a grasp on all of them.
Very diverse.
You ever listen to Killer Cellar? You ever catch
it? Once in a while when I'm up that late.
Yeah, I'm going to say, it doesn't come on until about midnight, so yeah, you got to get up early in the morning. Sometimes it's hard to catch. But while we're on public radio shows, just to remind everybody, you know, Off the Wall, Off the Hook, that Emmanuel does over at 2600. Those are all on public radio stations, and those are out of New York. So WUSB, Stony Brook, whatever, I'm drawing a blank. But you guys all know. Out of the radio station in New York, the same one that does Off the Hook, does a show. It's hosted by a physicist named Michio Kaku. And Michio Kaku is a fucking brilliant man. He is one of the co-founders of string theory. And he's looking for a unified field theory. You know what a unified field theory is? No?
Not really.
You know Einstein's theory, E equals MC squared, right?
Right.
Do you know what that means? Right.
I think I could remember.
Well, it's energy equals mass times light squared.
Right.
Okay. Well, there are like four basic fields that make up our universe: energy, light, gravity, matter, whatever. Well, Einstein's theory unified three of these fields, just like with electricity, or if you have your like little triangle, where if you know two values, you can automatically find out the third value, stuff like that.
Right.
Well, what Michio Kaku is out to do is he's out to find the grand unified theory of everything, which would essentially be a small 1-inch equation about the size of your thumb, like E equals MC squared, but as opposed to this equation would be the answer to everything, and kind of like the number 42, but more in an equation form. But anyway, now that I've lost everybody totally, Michio Kaku has a show. It's called Explorations, and it comes on every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and I am never around to catch that bastard when it comes on. But his show Explorations is played on other stations, public radio stations across the country, and it's, like I said, it's on WBAI, New York, on Wednesdays at 5, and across the country. But if you go to the website, I'll have links in all the show notes. But his website for the show is www.mkaku.org/explorations. And at the bottom of the page, there's a bunch of the different websites where you can actually listen to the show over the web. I like to scroll down to the very bottom one. You go, it's under Tuesday at 2 p.m. on KPFA Berkeley, California. They have all the archives of the show for like the last year and a half or two, or I don't know, quite a bunch, where you can stream them over the internet. So I always miss the show, but I can go back and listen to the show on Berkeley, KPFA's website. And so I like to do that. So if you wanted to be really wild, I guess you could record the show and then listen to it on your iPod. And, I wouldn't do that because you're only supposed to stream it. But speaking of copying, we had some music last week that Don't Copy My Floppy. I made Sideshow Steve here watch that video. What'd you think of that video, Don't Copy That Floppy?
It looked like a horrible late 80s rap video.
Horrible late 80s rap video. Even though
it's with educational value, believe it or not.
Yeah. But even though it was kind of lame, and before I go any further, shouts to Gonfin for posting that link up in the IRC Infonomicon channel down on freenode.net. And he put that in there, and I cracked up, and I had to put it in the show. But I tell you what, after watching that video, it may have been a little corny, but I tell you what, man, I don't think I will ever, ever, ever copy another floppy after seeing that video. I mean, what about you, man? You know, has it touched you? I mean, I know I'll never copy another floppy. I mean, you know, I may even just destroy all the floppies I have right now. You know, burn them all. Down with the floppies. Right, man?
It's certainly touching at a certain level. I don't know, man.
Alright. Well, anyway, it's, before we're getting all non-talking about technology stuff, and some of you guys might be disappointed, so,
that video is very not too technologically advanced.
No, it wasn't that. They were using the old, I think, Apple IIs or something in it. I don't know.
Early 90s. Really lame video shooting. And editing.
Yeah. It was pretty lean. Don't lie. he's just still in shock, y'all. But, let's see, one of the other shows I like to listen to out there on the interweb. This is also a show that's broadcast on a radio station. It's broadcast on public radio, sure enough. It originates out of 89.5 KPFT in Galveston, Texas. Radio Pacifica, let's see, 90.1 FM on KPFT, so in Houston, Texas. So, but anyway, the show I'm talking about is Technology Bites. Their website is www.geekradio.com. They have a podcast. They have an RSC channel. These are a good bunch of guys. It's a pretty cool show. And their little motto is, it's Technology Bites. We RTFM, so you don't have to. And, what's RTFM?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, that's read the fucking manual. So, you know, if you go into RSC, all the, you know. Gotcha. Well, how do I do this? You know, people, RTFM. So, and listen to that show, and they RTFM, so you don't have to. But it's a good show, and nevertheless, it comes on every Wednesday from 7 to 9 Central Time. So that's right, 7 to 9. It's a 2-hour show, commercial free, because it's on public radio. It's supported by us, the listeners. So go listen to it, and then go support it if you're extra wily. So, yeah. Now we'll send Sideshow Steve out after you, right? But another show that I like to listen to that's somewhat technology based is Dave Mason's it's High Tech Talk Radio Will Never Be the Same, is his little catch line. But this isn't really a figure. If you're probably listening to Ninja Night School and Infonomicon and Ben Rev and all these other shows, this probably isn't going to be a show that you'll necessarily enjoy. This is more a show for probably somebody like you, Sideshow Steve. And they talk more in I guess, what's the English? Yeah.
I don't know if you want to quite call it that.
Yeah, but he doesn't use words like RTFM and stuff like that. So it's a more down to earth. He takes callers. He's also on a radio station. I don't know what radio station he's on, because it's not public radio and they do commercials. But they you can go down to his website. It's www.davemason.com. And there's you can go down to the radio show and the archives part of the site, and you can download a show. They do edit out the commercials for download, so that's pretty cool. And they do actually track out the segments, so if you don't have an iPod, MP3 player, something like that, you can actually burn it to a CD and have it all tracked out. So before I got my MP3 device and I was burning shows to CDs, I like the show a whole lot just for that fact. But it's pretty good. Cooper guys, it's Dave Mason. He's got a co-host, Evil Steve. They talk about technology and joke around. And every episode they order a pizza. And, yeah, whatever. It's pretty cool. I like pizza. Pizza's good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not much to turkey, but, you know.
Yeah, no. I don't have turkey for days now.
Oh, yes, turkey sandwiches.
With my pizza just for a change, actually.
All right. But, sweet.
It'd be a turkey pizza.
Turkey pizza! Yeah, that's a whole new meaning to leftovers there. It's another show I like to listen to. It's found this through digging around through different podcasts. And it's a podcast. It's called Josh in Japan. You can find the website at www.joshinjapan.com. And it's basically... a dude who's in the military, who's stationed over in Japan, and lives in Japan and talks about it. And I like the Japanese culture. I think it's pretty cool. So it's kind of interesting to this guy gives about an hour show once a week, and he just kind of talks about what it's like being an American and living in Japan. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, it kind of answers all like the little odd questions, you know, you'd have about Japan. You know, he takes emails and stuff like that. So, you ever wanted to go to Japan?
Actually, yeah. You'd be really neat new trip. Probably a lot safer than going somewhere just past Japan.
Yeah, one thing I've learned from listening to Josh in Japan is that the crime rate in Japan is actually insanely low. So, I mean, yeah, it is a very safe place to go. Actually, one of the major crimes in Japan, I guess if you call it a crime, is actually suicide. Like, whatever reason, Japan actually has a high suicide rate. I don't know if that's culture, kind of a culture thing.
Sure,
or
yeah, they're pretty...
Yeah, they actually have honor. Moral honors. Yeah, I think they're trying to make up for the rest of the world. Pick up the slack that we've left behind in America. But check it out if you're into Japan, stuff like that. Another show that I like to listen to, because I like to travel. I'm not a hardcore travel person, but I do enjoy travel, just... in general, always try to make a point, you know, at least once or twice a year to make a trip to a festival or some kind of vacation. I mean, I know you feel me on this one, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think there's one I'd like to go to as far as festivals. There's a Bluegrass Festival in Telluride, Colorado.
Yeah,
it's
usually
like
one.
The week after Bonnaroo is, so you're looking around mid to late June. I believe.
Yeah.
I've just recently heard about that one, so I think you may have to take a trip out there this fall, or this summer, rather.
Oh, yeah. That could definitely be a reason to trek across the country. It's good music there. But travel shows that I like to listen to, it's Travel Commons, and their website is www.travelcommons.com. And this guy travels like crazy. Like we're talking, he gets up in the morning, flies from Chicago down to Phoenix for lunch, and then back up to Colorado for dinner, and then back home to fucking Chicago in the morning. He does a lot of travel. So I mean, he's talking a lot about like what it's like in the airports, just different aspects of, you know, being an airline, like the, you know, just all these different things that you really don't think about until you're in the airport or, you know, sitting in that crouch seat and stuff. So it's kind of neat, you know, if you're thinking about doing any travel, stuff like that, you know, it's your best traveler's an informed traveler, I assume, you know.
Especially nowadays in the airport.
Definitely. So as soon as I don't hang out in the airport or anything or do a lot of airplane travel, it's kind of nice to hear about this stuff. So if I do go traveling, whatnot, you know, a little more informed.
Indeed.
But his shows are usually only about 20 minutes long. They're not too long, so they're easy to take in. And they've all been really good. So definitely go check out his site. And definitely the last show that I'm going to pimp out here before we move on out of this just talking about other shows is, I like video games. You like video games?
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's just nice stress relief, change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
And, there sure are a lot out there, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's insane.
More
so,
and more every day.
Yeah. And so, a lot of us know, there's a game radio, or gamer radio, I guess it's really game radio. It's games and more entertainment radio. It's done by Kobar and C4. And they do a lot of different reviews talking about games, stuff like that. I think they work. One of them works at a game place. So, they're talking about a lot of neat stuff. I like to listen to the show. But another show, video game related show that I listen to that you guys might not be aware of is Video Game News Radio. And this is a show. It's done by a group of older guys. I think the youngest guy's like 30.
Really?
So, yeah, that it's
really knowledgeable group.
Yeah, it's kind of nice because they're starting to get older. It's nice to hear. Not to say that Kobar and C4 aren't. They're definitely more our age. So, but these guys, the video game news radio, they're definitely older than us. But they put on a decent show. They're out of Cleveland, so that's the beginning of every show. They're actually undead from Cleveland, as opposed to being live from Cleveland. their website is gaming-news.info/modules/news. And I'll put up a link to the website in the show notes. So if you guys are interested in any of these shows that I've been rambling on about, totally go to the show notes and check them out. And if you're at any small bit interested, I totally highly recommend you do it, because it's all good stuff. I wouldn't recommend crap, would I?
That's true.
That's right. Yeah. Alright, the radio shows are all good and all, but, let's see. Let's talk about something else. I don't know what you want to talk about. Like turkey?
I'm definitely going to be eating more turkey tonight.
Yeah, definitely turkey. So probably not turkey. I think we'll all have enough turkey to last us for a very long time.
Mm.
But, I don't know. You were telling me about some cool stuff you guys were working on that you'd been learning about. What was that shit called?
I've been doing a little bit of research development for my company and getting into learning how to do rapid prototypes. There's a few different types of rapid prototyping. Two of the most common are serial lithography and SLA or centrifuge lasers. Both are generally the same thing. One basically builds a small prototype, or both of them actually will build small prototypes up to various sizes depending on what kind of machine they use. But in general, what it'll do is start out at the bottom and lay very thin layers, thinner than a piece of paper, one by one, building each layer up and forming whatever part you happen to have a 3D model of. And these can be working parts. A lot of people in the manufacturing business do rapid prototypes for the machines, building new machines and technology to manufacture parts for various industries. But
all right, cool, man. So what you're saying is that you guys can take a 3D rendered image, like something like, say what, like if I had like Studio Max or
something. You could do it in Studio Max. It has to be a solid model. It can't be just a series of meshes and thin layers. It has to be one solid object. But you can do it in stuff like 3D Max, Rhino 3D, most of your 3D programs, you're able to actually build a solid model. A lot of architectural programs such as AutoCAD can also do this, but keep in mind it must be a solid file. And then from whatever file format you have it in, you have to export it out as an STL, stereo lithography. So it's a .STL as a file type. And you export that out, and that's what these rapid prototyping companies can accept and build a direct model.
All right, now you got to explain to the people like what this setup looks like, because Sideshow Steve was talking to me about it, and we went out to the website. What was that website? Stereolithography.com.
That's one of them.
You
can get a lot of information from various companies like www.met.
Just do a Google for it. We're not going to pimp anybody too much because, well, I don't know. We don't feel like it. They're not paying us anything.
There you go.
Well, they might be paying you, but they're not paying me. But anyway, yeah, regardless, do some Google. We'll make it a quasi-homework research. But, so let's talk about the setup here, because, like, you say they take a laser and then they make the prototype. You know, they take the your image, and they use lasers to make it. Well, like, what are they lasering into? Are, like, they carving this out of wood?
Well, there's two. With centrifuge lasers, typically it'll be a powder-based material, which will be put on in lasers, then a UV put on in layers, rather. Very thin layers. We're talking, 0.004 of an inch or smaller. But then a UV laser will go in and dry those particles of powder together. And then what's left over, you'll have your part that originated from a 3D model or a CAD model converted over into STL format. Stereolithography is very similar, however, much more detailed. And it'll lay even thinner layers, but it actually starts in a liquid-based format, and then the UV laser will go in and dry out the part according to your 3D model, and it does it layer by layer, but since it's in a liquid, it's much more detailed.
So that sounds pretty cool. So you're taking like this puddle of goo, you're running a laser through it, and it's going, what, at millimeters of an inch, or just what the fuck was that? Millimeters of an inch?
Yeah.
We need to edit that funny. Out. We're meshing the English and metric systems. Only in Ninja Night School. Jesus.
But very small. You're talking like 0.0004 inches.
That's like what, thousandths of an inch? At a time.
Yeah.
So like, we're making a prototype, an actual solid form from an image that we created in a computer. We're using this goo, and then we're making an item. Like, how long does it take to make an item?
Well, it's rapid prototyping. That's just what it is. Some of your parts, like we did a rapid prototype of a scale model Land Rover SUV out of a larger toy that we had got at Toys R Us or something. And they did the 360-degree scan of that several times over, and then from that they could create their solid 3D model on computer software, and then once transferring over in the proper file format, sent it to their rapid prototyper, and they said they only had to run it about 8 hours, and they had a scale model scaled down to about an eighth of what the original size was.
So how big was the prototype that came forth from the goo? Like, what? How big was this?
About 7 inches in length from bumper to bumper, and, proportionally tall. But a scale model of what started out being a larger toy or model that we've got from Toys R Us. But that's just one option, 3D scanning like we're working on now. We have a part that we can make a mold of and pour in a polyurethane material, this part that we have that's full size, but we want something that's a quarter of the size. So what we're going to do is, in this polyurethane, use existing molds, pour in this part, take it to these people, have it 360 degrees scan of it, a 3D scan of it, and then have it converted over to a, you know, a 3D model, solid model, and
just shrink it down to the right size,
The size we need it, and have a rapid prototype made of it. And off that rapid prototype, we'll be able to take that back to our place, make a new mold for that size,
start
and then
those
start pumping
out
them out as fast as we need them. And that's, you know, and just that's what a lot of manufacturing companies will do. You know, they need to make a mold on a certain part, and you know,
this is pretty neat, man. How long has this stuff been around? Is this technology that's been around for 10, 20 years, or is this something that's fairly new on the scene, or is it technology that's been around but just recently been implemented?
It's definitely been around on probably a lower level, but you know, and certainly increases every day with technology. It actually started, you know, back, say, in the late 80s, early 90s, I'd say, when they actually had technology even capable of, you know, doing such things. And, you know, from that it's just evolved and become a lot more. The stereolithography is actually a newer part. I believe centrifuge laser has been around a little bit longer, but
so that kind of predated the stereolithography.
But it's still always getting better. But stereolithography just started out, and it's just so fine detail. You know, same principles, but just different method of doing it, different materials, and you know, able to create something that's just as good but more detailed.
Yeah, so I guess I imagine as lasers get better and more finer and able to do all that, you could get better detailed, and even that's
the 360 degree 3D scan of it. I mean, that's a very expensive part of it in and of itself, because you know, you'll have to take apart and do, you know, up to a half dozen scans on it, and then take all those different scans and mesh them together in a 3D program, and create your solid part from that. You know, as lasers get better, they'll be able to do the whole thing in one pass. You know, it cuts out a whole lot of time.
Very nice.
And rapid prototyping be even more rapid, rather than, you know, maybe taking, you know, 6 to 8 up to 12 hours to make a part. You know, you can have it in a matter of a couple hours as technology gets better.
Wow, so we're looking at the potential for rapid prototyping to become like premature prototyping, like yeah, it's a little too fast there.
But I mean, yeah, if you can, you know, design something on a computer and crank it out, you know, brand new parts that there's no way to make, but you have it designed already on the computer, and you want a prototype of it, or you know, a scale model of it, a representation, if you will. You can have this done, you know, better have this done, and you know, they ship it out to you. You send them the file, they'll ship it out to you a couple days later.
Well, I don't know. I think this sounds like some pretty neat stuff. So, I don't know. Anyway, thanks for sharing that little aspect of stereolithography with me and everybody else out here in Ninja Land. But if you guys are interested in that, do a Google for stereolithography, and it'll bring up a couple of different sites on it. Some interesting stuff. But I'm kind of curious on how long will it be before they come up with like a type of goo that that we can like encode with different types of lasers, you know, like we're maybe you've seen the movie The Fifth Element, right?
Oh yeah.
Where like, you know, they at the very beginning where the spaceship blows up and they bring in, you know, the arm and they stick it in the little, I don't know, little domed area there, and the little goo comes up, and they create the whole, you know, they start with the bones, and then they make the you know, we're far from that.
A couple different sciences together,
yeah,
but,
yeah, there
you know,
we are, but yeah,
anything's
still
possible. It's all just molecules, right?
Right, right, that's what I'm saying, man. We could have some, go down to the stereolithography company and make me up a new arm, like, and, you know, or, I don't know, it kind of, it also, it has a flavor of it like the Star Trek the little replicators. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's, you know, I mean, granted, we're not making food, we're making prototypes out of different, polyurethane chemicals, stuff like that.
Polyethylene, polyethylene.
Yeah, so all the, like, this goo and powders eventually.
Different levels of plastic.
Yeah, with different hardnesses.
Yeah, I mean, they have, you know, a variety of, a lot of these companies will have a variety of material you can make it out of, depending on your purpose, and a variety of finishes you can choose from to, have it finished in before you have it sent to you.
Cool. So, and probably none of these are at all witch edible.
No, so, no.
No. But, so we're probably far from the replicator stages of Star Trek, which that would be cool. You know, I would love to see the day I could walk up to a box and go, give me a cheeseburger, and it, bring, cheeseburger. You know, like Jean-Luc Picard, you know.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger.
Oh,
great. Okay. Turkey. Yeah. Turkey! Turkey
sandwich! No more slaving over a stove for 6 hours cooking turkey dinner.
Yeah. Till the
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but they'll copyright that shit. So, you know, and then I'll be taken to jail for making illegal copies of cheeseburgers. All the DNA's been copyrighted.
Don't copy the floppy, man.
Yeah, that's right. Don't copy your floppy, but copy that cheeseburger, man. Send it on down this way. But yeah, that's just kind of an odd note I just happened to think of. I mean, that's one thing with all this genetic research and everything that they're doing. They are copyrighting all these genes. So, in theory, if I made a machine that could just make a cheeseburger or just make something, it would be illegal to do so. Just to the or I'd have to pay royalties to whoever owned that specific gene or those genomes. That mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it could be argued that because, I mean, as they go through with the genome project, as these companies, you know, isolate each genome, they're copyrighting that shit. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean
it'll get to a point where it just blows up when too much politics get involved with it. But
let's hope it just doesn't blow up in too bad of a way. You know, no shrapnel for me, please. Just cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger sounds pretty good right now, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I ought to have a turkey sandwich first.
Turkey with cheese, then.
Oh, turkey cheese sandwich. Yeah. Cool. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap this shit up. I'm going to have to get my shit together and go to work. And so we'll do some shouts. So how about shouts? Sideshow Steve, do you know what shouts are?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, you have any shouts you need to give to anybody out there in Ninja Land?
Well, certainly a shout to all the Dead fans that are getting ready to enjoy some pretty good music right now.
Oh, that's right, because we got some good closing music that we do. Anybody else?
I guess just whoever out there, Stereolithography Land, that's helping, help me out. Need to learn more.
Right on. That's a we. Always on the search for information here at the Hidden Dojo of Knowledge. That is Ninja Night School. So, I want to give shouts to Portrillo. Freaking God, do not let me forget to give shouts to Portrillo. Portrillo is my man. I don't know what happened. I think I was under attack by ninjas. That's the excuse I'm using because for some reason I forgot to give shouts to Petrillo in the last episode. So definitely shouts to you, Petrillo, and I hope you enjoy your nice new gigahertz computer because it's super smoking fast, I'm sure. But definitely give me an email off and let me know how that works out for you. Definitely hope it works well. Petrillo, of course, in case anybody out there is wondering who the fuck is Petrillo, you know who Petrillo is?
Can't say I do.
That's right. Well, Petrillo is helping out with Droops, and you know who Droops is. You know Buddy Droops.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know Buddy Droops. Even those non-hackers say, oh, Buddy Droops. Yeah, that's right. But Petrillo and Buddy Droops are Petrillo's helping out. He's with the Twat Tech. And Twat is hardcore daily technology little podcast. So every day you get a 5-minute to 15, 20-minute, I don't know, at least dose of just hardcore technology, whether it be coding or software, hardware, whatever. It's going to be short, sweet, and no idle banter like we have here on this show or any other show. So if you're down with that, definitely go check it out. Also, shouts to my man Nightlord, who is helping out here at the podcast incubator. And him and Droops are working on a bootable CD, which is going to be entitled Podcast Fertilizer. And we're hoping that, as the name would imply, it's not going to stink, but rather that it's going to help all these fledgling podcasts and people that are wanting to do podcasts, help them grow. And have you ever heard of a bootable CD there, Shatso, Steve?
I don't think so.
Have you ever heard you shown Nopix? You can put in like the CDs, you can put in your computer and then you boot it up and it just boots the OS right off the CD instead of what's on the hard drive.
Really?
So, and you could basically use your computer without ever touching what's on the operating system. So, some neat stuff. But yeah, anyway, we're making a bootable CD like that. It's you can check this out at podcastincubator.com/slacks. That's SLAX. And Nightlord and Droops are going to have an alpha image up here. We want you guys to download it, burn the image to a CD, throw it in that CD drive, turn the computer off, turn it back on, and boot up into that podcast fertilizer glory. And it's going to have all the software on there that you're going to need for recording a podcast show. You know, so if you've got you a mic, you know, and you've got you a computer, you can throw the CD in. It's going to have all the software for chatting on IRC. You know, if you need to ask questions or talk with anybody, that'll be on there. You know, so you'll be able to record your show with the software that's going
to
be on there.
Code it.
You're
going to have to patent that.
Yeah, no. See, we're here. It's all open source here, baby. We're all about sharing.
That sounds like pretty useful thing to have.
Exactly. That's why we need to keep it free and keep it widely distributed to those who need it instead of those who can't afford it. So, with that, shouts to everybody else in the IRC Infonomicon channel down on Freenode.net, Gonfin, Livend, Droops, Dan, Cillium, One-Eyed Elf, don't have it up in front of me, so I can't remember everybody's name, Fizzone, anybody else I might be forgetting, and Javatard. Yeah, I went to the store and got Javatard eggs this morning. Not really, but... Anyway, shouts, of course, as always, to Droops for hosting the podcast incubator and everything he's doing to help everybody out. Shouts to anybody who's listening to the show, and shouts to all the radio shows that I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I like to listen to that you guys may never heard of. Go check them out. And with that, I guess we're going to go ahead and play some closing music. As Sideshow Steve mentioned, it's some good old Grateful Dead. Can't go wrong with Grateful Dead.
Never.
Never. So, what was it we were going to play?
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone. So,
from a show back in 1990.
That's right. So, you guys enjoy it. He's gone, because we're gone. And, you know, as we like to say here at the Hidden Dojo of Knowledge that is not Ninja Night School, you know, we have no binary for goodbye. So, we just use loop. And we'll see you around. Thank you.
like I told you what I said. Steal your face right off your head. Now he's told you what I said.
Ooh, love is gonna bring it.